Bob, how are you?
Well, I'm fine, thank you.
Have you done any more thinking about your trip? Were you and Dean going to talk and on our anti-missile and on
our Russian problem? Mr. President, I haven't.
You think we ought to have a meeting anytime soon?
Well, I think that I said to Walt yesterday that since we couldn't meet this Tuesday, I certainly think we ought to try to have a time with you next Tuesday. And if that proves impractical on your schedule, as it may, I ask Walt to try to set up an alternative time, because I do think we should talk about this and some other subjects
as well.
I
thought maybe we could do it maybe someday this week.
Oh, it'd be fine. I'd be delighted. It's better for me this week than next.
Yeah, I don't know about Dean, what his testimony is, but...
Well, his starts next week, so that's why I said particularly to Walt it was better to try to get it this week if we could.
What have you done about testifying?
I'm going to see Russell in 40 minutes at 11 o'clock.
Rivers never did show, and when we crowded him, his secretary said the matter had been resolved.
Well, he obviously doesn't want to be exposed to your treatment.
No, he wanted to talk about all the items in the budget. And we thought that he must have gotten under the weather, but... So we called him and said, well, he doesn't need to come. They called and said he can't be there today at 12 o'clock. They called at 9:10 in the morning. Marvin said, well, the president's very anxious to work with the chairman on any of these items in the budget before whatever he wants to talk about before he goes up, but it's got to go the next day or two, and we could come anytime tomorrow or the next day. And they called back and said, the chairman said, thank him very much, and Mr. Blanford had made the appointment for him, but that the matter that they were interested in had already been resolved and indicated favorably. I would thought maybe that he might have been thought I'd heard that I was going to do something about the missile.
I think it may have been the nuclear frigate, Mr. President, and we told Blanford to tell Rivers when Rivers was drunk about 10 days ago, maybe, that we were going ahead with one nuclear frigate.
Well, that might have been
it. That may have been it. Now, he wanted two, but we had never told him we'd do even one, and we'd told him quite the contrary for months. So when he got one, he might have felt that it was favorably resolved. I'm sorry he didn't get there, because he's got a lot of other pitches on his mind that might have come out.
I'm a little bit disturbed about this stuff coming out on the chiefs and the Defense Department, and I think you better get on top of that, Bob. That's not coming from me.
No, no, I know.
And there's nobody on my staff knows these things.
No, no, I'm sure it isn't, Mr. President. It's coming from over here somewhere or other, or from around town. Joe Kraft was in here last night. I just gave him hell for that article he wrote and tried to indicate there weren't the kinds of differences he was talking about. Where this Roland Evans article this morning came from, I don't know. And it's very, very bad. I don't quite know how to handle it, as a matter of fact.
I think the first thing I'd do is call the chiefs and tell them the president called up boiling mad and said that, by God, there's nobody knows this but me and you and the chiefs, and he can't see how they'd be putting it out against themselves.
Yeah.
And he knows damn well he's not putting it out because nobody on his staff knows it. He just doesn't let them sit in. I haven't got any Bill Moyers sitting in these discussions with us. I've cut it out. And I don't discuss them with anybody.
Right,
so
I think that's a good way to begin. Even if it doesn't stop it, at least it'll let them know how we feel about it. This was one of the things I was worrying about.
That's what I'm worried. I don't think that Evans is protecting us as civilians. First place, he's the other way. But I think this is a deliberate effort on his part to drive a wedge between me and the staff.
I think that's right. And I don't believe that Westmoreland ever said what Evans quoted him as saying there about recommending the tax on the airfield.
I would just get out and find out right quick so that we can say to Kate Graham or somebody that this is not true. I'd analyze that story. First, I wish you'd meet with the Joint Chiefs and tell them my feeling,
will.
And I do not have that feeling. And I saw Pearson had a story on it. Somebody is doing some backgrounding, and I think I know who. But and I think you better really now talk to a man like this, Bob, that upsets everybody. When you call and tell me that you're worried about Lady Bird, it upsets me. And I know that you don't want me to be worrying about any of your people, but I want you to take not only the Joint Chiefs, but the one or two civilians that you talk these things over with, take a little check, because there's three indications of the water in the gasoline the last few days, so we just got to see where the water is.
Right. Who do you think's involved?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to get into it because I think it puts them in there. But you've got a liberal or two around you, and I just want you to watch them awfully carefully. These Harvard folks and the Crafts and so forth, and your international people and so on and so forth.
I meant to call. I had Phil Goulding sit in with me yesterday when I talked to Joe Crafts, and I meant to call Phil, and we'll do so today to see whether he thinks I was too tough on him. I almost threw Kraft out of the office. I was so angry with him. And I don't know whether this will stop anything, but we'll see.
We all have people that like to worship us and make heroes out of us on our staffs around us. And my instance, it may be Califano that wants to make me look good. He always wants to make you look good. Now, in doing that sometime, he may say to one of his intellectual friends that McNamara and Johnson feel this way and the generals feel that way. And I have the feeling it's not a basic disloyalty to me or to you as much as it is to make you look smart and make me look good and so forth.
I agree with you. This is exactly the conclusion I came to on the Kraft article, but it doesn't make it any less bad.
You look at your associates and see who you think would be attractive to them. Now, you know that it wouldn't be J.P.
It isn't J.P.
And Adam's not there. But you look at some of your other folks. I've heard at some of your Georgetown people, and that they do have discussions with them. And you mention your name over here, and I'll tell you this. This Califano, who has incidentally developed to the top man now, and just on his own, and he just moves in slugging, you see, with his fist. Now, that's human nature, and we don't want to stop that. We believe in it, but let's don't do it at the expense of the staff.
I quite agree, and I think I know what you're talking about.
Just watch it. All I do is just say, watch these social contacts. Okay.